Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to episode 103 of the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. This is Ashley.
Reporting in live.
Yeah.
Well, shit. What are y'all doing? What have y'all been doing all summer?
I know. Summer's like wrapping up now.
That's weird. Because it's just starting for us.
I know.
As we're recording this. As we've discussed before, we batch record. So sometimes we're like, wait, when does this come out? What? When is this? Are the children back in school by the time this one comes
out?
Okay.
They just started back.
I'm so sorry to all my teachers. I'm so sorry.
I love Randall will text me in like 2 months and be like, so what number do we have to?
Well, I'm trying to figure out when I have to record again, though.
We do a lot of
I'm just a girl with ADHD. Leave me alone.
When we first started, oh my God, the people we were back then, so ambitious young lads. We were like, we're gonna record every single Monday, it'll come out the next week. That is not how this works.
So turns out we have lives.
And I mean, we just do this out of the goodness of our hearts, so
really because we can't shut up mainly.
And I've learned so much. I love to learn, and I've learned so much.
I'll learn a little bit every time, single time.
Yeah. So we've been kind of having a historical
moment
crime summer.
Well, this is going to be a historical spooky.
I love that. We need a little crumb, let off the crumb, because we got some. We're not done with it yet. We're still rolling with some historical ones, but yeah. Let's have a palate cleanser of the spooky.
Well, I don't know how much of a palate cleanser it's going to be because we're still talking about the damn Civil War. But today we're going to Franklin, Tennessee, and we are going to talk about the lots. That's L-O-T-Z, lots, and Carter houses. The lots house was built in 1858 by a German immigrant named Johann Lotz. Johann hand-built this house as a master woodworker. He was a master woodworker in Germany, came over here, built his house, and he kind of built it as like basically like a 3D show model of like, this is what I can do.
Okay.
You know, like, okay, this is my work. This is my craftsmanship.
Who wants his houses?
Exactly. And Johann did not own any slaves. He had no help. It was just him building it.
Did he have sons?
He did. So he has six children, including a set of twins. One of his daughters, Matilda, would later become famous for her paintings. And they also had a set of twins. But the twins would end up dying from, I told you we were going to talk about the Civil War, would end up dying from playing in a poison creek that the Union Army poisoned to get rid of the Confederates.
What?
Yeah. Now, right next door, and in Franklin, these two houses still stand today. You can walk between them. They're not that far apart. I mean, they're like right there. Boom, boom. Is the Carter House. The Carter House was built in 1830 by Fountain Branch Carter for his wife and his 12 children. He actually sold Johann the property that his house sits on, which is 110 steps from his own.
You'd think he'd try to push it out a little bit.
You'd think, I'm guessing it must have been like a road situation.
Yeah.
You know? 8 of the 12 children lived to adulthood. One of Fountain Branch's sons was actually home on furlough from the army and ended up fighting in the Battle of Franklin, which, by the way, raged right outside the doors of this house, like basically on their lawn.
Yeah.
So, the night of the Battle of Franklin, the troops have taken over both properties, right? They're using one house as a, basically as like a check-in station. The other one is also housing troops upstairs. Okay. Both families are down in the cellar basement of the Carter home.
Okay.
For 19 hours they're down there listening to cannon fire and gunshots and men screaming and horses and everything.
And let me add to this. A lot of people don't realize that old mansions you see from the Civil War's time, like prior to Civil War, in this area, they were probably taken over by either side of the army as a hospital or a command post. Think of how many spooky mansion stories you told that's the exact story.
Oh, yeah. And when you think about it, I mean, these people's barns, their outsheds, their fences are being torn down, and then the lumber is being used by the Confederate Army.
Right.
Their livestock is being used. Horses are being taken.
Their fences are being melted down for bullets.
Yeah. Their horses are being taken. Their chickens are being slaughtered for food. I mean, they just sweep in and they take everything. And so I want you to take a second and imagine this battle has raged. These people hear it all for 19 hours. They're huddled in this cellar. And they emerge to a completely different landscape than when they went in.
Right.
They find nothing but carnage. I mean,
in holes all in the front of their house.
They find nothing but carnage. There are 17 dead on the Lotz yard alone. Not even the Carter House's yard, just the Lotz's yard. Both houses are currently being used as hospitals to treat the wounded. There's a burn mark from a 6-pound cannonball in the Lotz's floor that is still there today, where it came through and basically like landed there.
Yeah.
There's a patch in the floor above where it actually crashed through and came to rest on this bottom floor. There are blood stains on every floor in the Lotz's home.
That is so wild. I'm sitting here looking at pictures of it right now.
So Mr. Lotz kind of pivots to making instruments more often than like working on houses after all this, after he's repaired his own house and everything. And Lotz makes a piano in the years following the war, and the piano features a carving of an eagle with its claws in the Confederate battle flag. So the Klan gets wind of this. And in 1868, they come round knocking for Mr. Lotz because they're not too happy about getting wind of this piano that he's made. After, mind you, his house has been destroyed.
Right. Give him a break.
Leave this man alone. The Klan starts to harass Mr. Lotz, and after like several like pettier things, it just starts escalating and escalating and escalating and escalating. And then Lotz finds out that they have a plan to tar and feather this man on his own lawn for this fucking piano, right?
The fucking Klan, if nothing, they're tenacious.
I know.
Not in a good way.
And so Lotz sells everything, packs it up, and moves out to San Jose, California. He says, fuck all y'all. Yeah. Fuck all this. I'm getting out. And current day, the Lotz house is said to be very haunted.
Oh, I can imagine.
I watched hours and hours and hours of people who have investigated paranormally the Lotz house. There's EVPs. There's full apparitions. There's people that report being touched. And one of the main ones is that people see a woman on the stairs looking for somebody named Anna. There's apparitions that appear in the windows at night. People hear children laughing and playing. They think that's probably the twins.
Yeah.
Pant legs have been tugged. Hair has been brushed. There have been whispers in ears. And of course, outside at night, you see soldiers walking around the grounds.
Yeah.
But I thought that was very, very, very telling of, you know, even years after the war is over, this man is being punished for the way that he interpreted his experience.
Yeah. Which, once again, I mean, Tennessee was not a super Confederate sympathizer.
Well, and why would this man be sympathized with the Confederacy? He's a German immigrant.
Right. He's like, I don't have nothing to do with this. So he didn't have slaves. He built it on his own.
Yeah.
So
he just wanted to be a woodworker.
I bet this place, I've been sitting here looking at pictures, and I bet that
it's
place is
gorgeous.
Yeah, it is pretty.
It is stunning.
It is haunted, though.
It's apparently like one of the only cantilevered staircases that you can find.
That's awesome.
From the time period. I mean, like, the man was a wood fucking worker.
It's
like,
beautiful.
He was a savant when it came to that. And the fact that, like, he also made instruments is pretty telling
cool.
of, like, how good he was, you know?
Yeah.
But no.
That's what we talk about, like, Indian Land all the time. But people don't realize that there's not much of Tennessee that wasn't touched by the Civil War, too, you know?
Yeah.
In Georgia, but... I have tried so many times.
Yeah, the battlefields are aplenty around here.
Well, that's what I say. I've tried so many times to write up an episode on the Chickamauga battlefield.
Haunted as hell.
But really, that's all there is to say about it. It's haunted. Yeah. Green Eyes is there. You'll see Green Eyes out there. You can still hear the battle going on, but there's not anything to... There's not enough for a whole episode. But one thing I used to love doing when Tim was down there...
At Fordo,
yes. I used to love driving. I'd always get there a little bit early and circle in those big, pretty houses behind it. But not much of this land has been not touched by the Civil War. And like I said, if it was a big, pretty house, it was probably at some time or in some way taken over by the Civil War.
Yep.
That's crazy. Those houses are really close.
But yeah, you can go tour both the Lotz and the Carter House.
Yeah,
you can go see both of them.
Yeah. Like, it's all... I love that they thought to preserve that, though.
Yeah.
Because so many things have been just lost. Not necessarily...
Like- also, I don't know if you know this, but Franklin is haunted as fuck.
Yes.
There is so many haunted things in Franklin.
Franklin was, like, a big city back then, too.
It was Nashville before Nashville was Nashville.
And it was, like, a big railroad hub there, too. So there's a lot that happens. Happened there, and literally there was the Battle of Franklin. These two houses are described as the epicenter of
the Battle of Franklin.
So, yeah, that's really interesting. Nice. I love this history stuff. History hour.
But yeah, if you get real curious about it and want to go on YouTube, just look up the Lotz House, Franklin, Tennessee, and you will find plenty of footage of that thing.
And I love an EVP.
Yeah.
That's the thing about me. I love an EVP. So I would be interested.
Yeah. Go down that YouTube rabbit hole. I recommend it.
Nice. Go check it out. Or go visit it.
Either way. Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.